Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 29th. Happy Missions Monday. I'm so grateful that our church is committed to missions. Today we want to pray alongside Mwana Villages in the Republic of Congo. They seek to help orphans in many different ways. They have residential care. They also have different programs. They seek to give orphans a permanent place, either through reunification or through adoption. And so we want to be praying alongside Mwana Villages and also praying for ourselves as we think about God's mission and the fact that we're on it. So today, whatever time of day it is, I want you to ask God a question with me. Lord, what do you have for me today? One of the things we want to do is pray for Mwana Villages, and we'll do that at the end of the podcast. But also, as we read from Exodus chapter 3, we're going to remember that the Lord is with us, and it's not about who we are. It's about who He is. So whatever the Lord says to you in this moment, I pray that you'll have the courage and the hopeful resolve to do it. Exodus chapter 3 and 4 are some of my favorite passages. I remember preaching to the ladies at the Well House maybe 5 years back. This was one of my favorite times to give a sermon. It was on Exodus 3 and 4. I felt so weak in those moments because I just feel weak a lot of times when I'm preaching. And one of the ladies on staff who is such a prayer warrior prayed over me. And I can remember kind of living out this message. So as I read it, I may bring out a couple of the points from the sermon. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has come to me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be a sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Let's talk about this passage just for a moment. I think I got this term from Jen Wilkin, but it is so good. This passage is about Moses' objections and God's correction. So Moses sees the burning bush on the backside of the mountain of God. He wonders what it is and who calls to him from that burning bush. It's God. They have a conversation where God says, Hey, go and rescue my people from Pharaoh. Now, remember the setup. Moses lived in Egypt for 40 years before the incident with the man that he killed when he was trying to take justice into his own hands, and then he fled. He ended up on the other side of the mountain in Midian, and here he is 40 years later encountering God. I want to give you two encouragements from this passage. God is active and present and working. It says here that he hears the cries of his people and he has come down to respond. I want that to be an encouragement to you today, whatever you face, that God is not up in heaven with his hands in his ears, plugging them, saying, no, I don't want to hear that. Rather, he hears you and he knows your needs and he is at work. The second encouragement I want to give you is that God chooses to use the fallen and flawed individuals that we are in his plan. Moses wonders, who am I? I killed a man. Don't you remember, Lord, the last time I was in Egypt? It didn't go so well. And when he says, who am I? We can identify with this question. Lord, how can you use me? Who am I? But the Lord's response is for all of us. I will be with you. Okay, it's time for us to move on over to the Proverbs. Side note here, if you hear background noises, it's because I'm using a new little setup in my closet. And, you know, it's not soundproof. You might hear one of my children closing their door or Wayne walking down the hallway. And I'm tweaking the sound, so just FYI, it will probably get better as we go along sound-wise. In Proverbs chapter 19, I want us to do something a little different today. I want us to take a deeper dive into two verses. Meditate on those verses, open ourselves up to what the Lord is saying to us in those verses by just taking a slower, repetitive, cycling look at them. And then at the end of the podcast, we'll pray together using just the thoughts that come from this passage and also praying alongside our friends at Moana Villages. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3 says this, a person's own folly leads to their ruin, yet their heart rages against the Lord. Again, a person's own folly leads to ruin, yet their heart rages against the Lord. I want you to put it in the first person. Sometimes, Lord, my own folly leads to my ruin. Yet I'm tempted to blame you. I'm tempted for my heart to rage against you, Lord. A person's own folly leads to their ruin. Lord, someone comes to mind. I lift them up to you. I feel so inadequate. I don't know how to support or encourage them. Please, Lord, don't allow their heart to rage against you. Instead, Lord, draw them near. Remind them that you call out to the sinner, that you pursue us. As Tim Keller says, God pursues and intercepts us in our self-destructive behavior. Lord, pursue us and those whom we love. Intercept us in our self-destructive behavior. And from verse 11, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. Lord, my wisdom will make me a patient person, and it's my glory to overlook the offenses of others. I'm going to read the companion verse from Proverbs 17. Whoever would foster love covers over an offense, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, you've given us so much to think about in your word today. Help us to cover a multitude of sins as we love others. Lord, help us not to share gossip. Rather, help us to cover offenses. Lord, help us not to be a people who are prone to folly. Rather, fill us with wisdom from your word. Raise us up and call us out to do your work, Lord. And when we fear, help us to remember that you are with us. When feelings of unworthiness or ineptness come, remind us that you can do a lot with a little. Lord, we pray over Moana villages today. Sometimes in our plush world, it seems like such a far-off, distant thing. Forgive us, Father, for not caring for the widows and the orphans as we should. Bless and keep those who are working for the flourishing of orphans today through Moana villages. Give them a sense of your presence, we pray. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, our Redeemer, our friend, our hope, our sustenance, the one who steers our ship, Lord, we ask you, where are we going with you today? Help us to be mindful of your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.